Blog Talk Radio.
Now let me tell you something I don't know today. Van Campbell, number one, man. A lot of y'all niggas got these hot ass feet. Well, my nigga, what the fuck are you saying?
Side that through them geeks, cause y'all nigga lame and not to mention y'all sweet at McDonald's tea. Okay. And for the niggas who can't stand us, here's a chair, bro, take a seat. And before I go on, gotta say rest in peace, Martin Free, my nigga lacking. Now back to the beat. You say bold on the train, these niggas can't compete. But we gon' snap more time than a round of applause after when poets speak. And we roll strong and take your song, because to me that shit too weak. Sleep on up, but at the end of the day, they still in your mouth just like your cheek. Okay. Oh my G. Funny how them geeks could take and make your beat. Like fuck the song y'all niggas make, then strap up and straight rape your beat. Y'all niggas playing just to playin', buddy, we playin' for keeps. So don't take this as a diss song, homie, this just a critique. Right here has been jacked. All these niggas are so wet. Everybody pay attention. This is why we say
I'm blowing on grapes, cut just
paper, I'ma chase, chase, chase. The strong that I'm on got me in shape, shape, shape. Now I'm racing to the money, I can't wait, wait, wait. I can't wait to count it, I can't wait to count the chips. I can't wait to count it, I can't wait to count the chips.
What's up, what's poppin'? Welcome back to a special mixtape edition of Mixture Music of Art Show, the place where art is in all diversity of music. This is your girl, Say Two, Say What on Entrepreneurs on the Move Radio. As you can tell, I'm quite excited to be speaking to y'all, because with me, you never know what Say Two, Say What gonna say next. Bringing that fire music as always, y'all. EOTM strives to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds while increasing networks. And you know why? Because we totally understand it increases your net worth. Now, for all you starving folk out there looking to work from home, y'all can definitely visit audible.com/clickbank-seller and learn more about how you can earn an income using affiliate programs. Also, EOTM's new alternative to the California's nightlife Get in the Game futuristic and exciting weekly event, whereas professional adults can get together and take part in fun entertainment, is designed to appeal to the grown and sexy crowd. Will start popping off July 28th at Club Revolution from 8 p.m. to 2 in the morning. Now, to get the complete address, I can definitely go ahead and visit getinthegame.webs.com to learn more about this exciting weekly event and how you can become a sponsor. Now, for those interested in sponsoring EOTM, please contact me first at 404-228-5263, all right? Now, listeners, if you want to go ahead and holler at your girl, Say Two, Say What, y'all can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543 or Skype me at Liberian Is Me. Okay, y'all. Now, I just mentioned that we have a great show for you guys tonight with a special band in the house on EOTM. Now, if you reside in the A, I'm pretty sure y'all have heard of these two talented Southern lyrical rappers. And if you didn't know, this group have done songs with Fly, Travis Porter, and Rascal Jazz, just to name a few. Now their new mixtape, Revenge of the Geeks, is on fire on indie.livemixtapes.com, which can be downloaded for free. Okay, y'all, let's welcome Band Geeks to EOTM. How are you guys, Band Geeks in the house? How are you guys doing? Okay, I sense that we are having a little bit of technical difficulties. Band Geeks, are you guys on?
Yo. We
okay.
Here. What's up?
Hey, what's up? Who am I speaking with?
This is Yoshi, one half of them Band Geeks, man. Radio World, what's happening out there, man?
Okay, what's good? What is popping with you? Is Jitly on?
Huh? Hello?
Yes. How are you, Jitly? What's up?
All right. What's up, man? This is Jitly, the other half of Band Geeks, man. You already know how we kicking, man.
FSMG, what it is.
You guys are so crazy. Okay, now, Band Geeks, I am pretty sure your fans are probably wondering this weird question right here. How did you guys come up with the name Band Geeks, and are you guys really geeks for sure?
Yeah, I came up with the name Band Geeks, man, really, man, you know, like a band geek, really just crazy about music. And that's how we is, man. You know what I mean? We really crazy about that music, man. And the music motivates us to get that money, man. So, you know, out here we saying them bands, man. You know what I mean? We got to run it up. So, you know what I mean? That's how we came up with the name, man. We like music geeks, man. And yes, we really is geeks, man. All
right. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Okay. So what makes y'all different from most Southern rappers?
The thing that makes us different from most Southern rappers is that we ain't really, like, we're not defined to one specific genre of music. Like, we can write pop, we can make crossover music, we can pretty much make any kind of music. I mean, besides actually playing the instruments and, like, really doing, like, R&B singing type stuff. But other than that, we can pretty much make any other kind of music.
So you're telling me that you guys actually play instruments? So what kind of instruments that you guys play?
No, I was saying other than not playing instruments. I personally don't play no instruments.
I play the instrument, man. You know what I mean? That was back in like eighth grade, man. My eighth, ninth grade, I was on the saxophone, man. You know what I mean? So I really was in the band. You know what I mean? I remember you was going, you know what I mean, class for band and all that, man, for the instrument. But, you know, not no more.
Okay, that's what's up. That's definitely what is popping out there. I see a couple of callers on the phone right now on the switchboard. Y'all could definitely go ahead and keep the calls coming at 718-664-6543. Right now, I see a caller at 718-346. You are live on EOTM Radio. What's popping?
What's up, everybody? This is Maisha Henry.
What's going on, Maisha? What it do?
I'm here in New York, Brooklyn, you know.
Okay, well, Maisha, thank you so very much for calling in. I'm trying to get in contact with the Ultimate Band Geeks. Is there anything particular that you want to go ahead and ask these talented individuals?
Well, I've been away for a long time, so I wanted to know, when did this start? Like, when we graduated from school or what?
definitely.
Really, man, this Yoshi. It started last year. We only a year into it, man. June, we a year and going on the month, man. We've been doing it, we've been grinding about a year. We've been rapping for since 10th. Both of us, I mean, we is a couple years apart, so you know what I mean, we graduated at different times, but we've both been rapping since high school. But this Band Geeks really started about a year ago, last summer.
Are you serious? Like a year ago, and you guys sound like that? I'm just saying, like, that is crazy because you guys really got some skills.
I appreciate it.
Okay, well, Maisha, thank you so very much for calling in. Do you want to stay on and listen to the show, or you gonna hang up?
I'm gonna stay on and listen.
All right, cool. That's what's popping. Cool. All right, y'all. We have another caller on the line. It's 678-580. You are live.
Hey, that little Pat shouting.
Little Pat.
You know I had to represent by for that boy, Yosh and Jet Lee. What's happening?
Man, right now. We kicking it, boy. What it
I
is.
I already know a bit, bro. Man, I'm holding it down. So I just came on here to see what's happening with my partner now.
That's what's good. Thank you so very much for calling in.
No problem.
Is there anything like particular that you want to tell these talented individuals?
Man, just keep doing what y'all doing, boy. Shout out to real nigga shit. Keep doing what you're doing, pal.
For sure, man. Keep doing it for the man, man. Stand up, man.
You know how
is this something that, like, are you guys a team? Do you rap too or what?
Oh no, I don't rap, Shad. I didn't know Lil Yosh when I was young.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's popping. Thank you so very much for calling in, all right?
All right.
Boy.
Yeah.
Well, goody, y'all. It is going deep up in here. Thank you so very much for everybody who was tuning into EOTM with your girl Say Two Say What. Y'all can definitely go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. We're going to keep the show rolling, and we're going to go ahead and bust out this mixtape, Revenge of the Geeks. Y'all can definitely go ahead and download the mixtape at indy.livemixtapes.com, and it's indy.livemixtapes.com. All right? Hold on tight, y'all.
Shout out to the homies. Band Geeks, Revenge of the Geeks. Man, you know we got to keep it real player, man. Real calm and copacetic for the ladies.
Bitches on nobody, tattoos everywhere.
taking look, cause I ain't wanna stare. I usually don't shoot, but right now I don't really care. So this is what I told her when she called me over there.
We go. JV, baby, we reppin' SMG. The mountains in this bitch, they want them from. They bang on pregnancy. Biggie smoking by the zone, we rolling up a canopy. Biggie Yoshi blowing strong and fly just like the Jamboree. 6 miles from Decatur, chasing papers, what they hate to see. No mission impossible, so fly style is the agency. Planet rocking, y'all just pepper, skip your ass across the sea. This one for the mound, I had to kill them with the outfit.
See, niggas ain't the rock gang, DJ gang, Pomone gang. Think this shit just gonna happen overnight. But I wanna tell you something, homie. You gotta get on your grind. 366, 25 hours out the day, 8 days out the week. Fly style grinding, my nigga.
Hustling in these streets, gotta get that bread. Life in a fast lane.
Shout out my nigga Envy on the track.
Welcome back, y'all, to the second half of Revenge of the Geeks exclusive Bang Geek mixtape interview with your girl, Play to Say What, on Mixture Music of Arts. All right, y'all, if you have any questions for Bang Geeks, make sure y'all call in at 718-664-6543, because I am definitely over here jamming. Bang Geeks.
What it do? What's going on?
Like, that song, Grinding, like, that song right there really showed your versatility. Like, what was y'all thinking when y'all created that song?
I mean, honestly, we was really thinking about grinding, like.
I heard that.
As soon as we heard it, we already knew what we had to put on it, man. It just fit perfect, man. We got to grind. Like, that's what we doing.
That's what's good. That's what's up. Okay, so, like, when you guys became a team, right, how did you guys become a actual team? Did you guys just, like, was you guys in class with each other one day and just came up with the idea, or, like, what's good?
Well, actually, when we was in high school, we knew each other, but we ain't even really kick it like that. Like, we weren't really hanging out with each other like that. But, I mean, really, when we decided to put the Bang Geeks together was last summer when Swag Surfing had jumped off and everything, because I actually wrote the first verse on Swag Surfing. So when everything jumped off, and Yoshi was doing our solo stuff, and we had made a couple songs together, and everybody was saying, man, y'all need to be a group, man, y'all need to be a group. So we was just like, shoot.
Y'all just ran with it,
let's
huh?
Let's do it. Yeah. All
right. That's what's good. That's that. And you know what? That's the beauty of, like, having a group, because For real, I think it's better to have a group, because it's great to have somebody that will be able to have your back. You feel me?
Yeah.
Now, as far as, like, the whole group thing, like, what makes y'all different from most Southern rappers?
I mean, for most Southern rappers, like, our music, man, we bigger than Atlanta. Our music, like, reach out to everybody. We got whatever type of music for however you feeling. So, like, a lot of rappers make good music in Atlanta, but we different because type of music we make, man, we really, like, put a lot of thought into our hooks. Not only our hooks, like, our verses. We take our verses real seriously. Like, you know what I mean? When we write to really say something. We don't just go in there and just start rapping about anything. We just really, really be spitting.
Okay. So basically, you guys, like, when you guys rap, there is meaning behind the words that you guys are saying, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of
Is meaning. That what you're basically saying?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of meaning behind it because we put a lot of thought into it to make it sound like that.
Okay, Tioshi, this is a crazy question, but I know you are a mixture of black and Vietnamese, right?
No, actually, I'm half black and half Japanese.
Oh, okay, so it's Japanese. Okay, so when these females see you at the club and stuff and with you performing, how do these females react? I'm saying, though.
I mean, they show a lot of love. They show a lot of love. I mean, they really. I be seeing a lot of females pay attention. We don't say they really be at attention. Like, what's going on? Like, they looking. They really trying to see what's going on.
Okay. I see another caller on the line, and I think I recognize this number for some strange reasons. It's the number 404-992. You are live on EOTM Radio. What's good?
Yo.
Okay. This person doesn't want to say anything. For whoever that is, can you make sure that you press the number 1 in order for me to recognize you on the switchboard, and so that if you do say something, you can go ahead and say what you got to say, all right? Or if that's the case, sometimes some folk might just put their phones on mute. So if you put your phone on mute by mistake, just go ahead and unmute it, all right? Okay, Bang Geeks, it has been a pleasure having you guys with me on tonight on EOTM Radio.
Yeah, we appreciate you having us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the great thing about this is that I actually went to school with Yoshi as well, and it's so funny because it just amazes me how you guys have grown so much. And coming from me personally, I just want to say that I am so proud of you guys.
I appreciate it. I know, Robert Elementary with Lil V since way back in the day.
I definitely see what you said. Okay, I have another question for you guys. Would you guys consider Band Geeks underrated?
Yeah, we underrated. We love it, though. We like
Why
it.
Is that?
We like it right there.
Why is that?
Good, man. I mean, we got a lot to show for, you know what I mean? Like the underdog, man. We ain't got nothing to lose.
Okay, so if I was to ask either one of you guys to go ahead and spit some right now, y'all would go ahead and spit that five for me.
All right.
First of all, who am I speaking with?
We both on the line.
Okay, so I'm Jit Lee gonna go first. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I go first.
All right, go ahead.
J-I-T on Jit Lee Shawty. Hopping out the coupe, that's the R-A Audi. Money on Debbie, man, the kid jail balling. Trying to take it from me, we gonna shoot you like a balling. I be on my grind, I'm just out here Tony Hawking. Chasing out the money while y'all niggas only walking. Monetary art's the only language I be talking. If you ain't talking that, then my nigga, we ain't talking. Chips Ahoy niggas, y'all sweet like cookies. Bottom of the thong, y'all niggas straight pussy, cushy. Rolled up and turned them into roaches. Rolled another blunt up, my nigga, we still smoking. And everything potent. We roll them up the strong way. Detour blunts, bro. We roll them up the long way. V said the show pat like it's homecoming. They need another 100 yard. The band still coming.
Oh, you went hard on that, yo. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I know you hear it. Jit Lee, y'all. definitely going hard on the lyrics, yo. Aye, man, Yoshi, go ahead and spit that five for me, man.
All right. I spit so many bars, I could build a prison. We got so many hooks, but we ain't going fishing. I make the deaf people play the radio and listen. I spit braille so the blind people feel the sentence. These niggas garbage. We just taking out the trash, man. I spit propane like I'm drinking out a gas can. This is never ending story, no Sebastian. You never make a hit. You're full of shit. Just check your CAT scan.
Yoshi, boy. All right, man. See? You guys are listening out there. These guys are definitely underrated. And you guys know it's the shizzle. All right, man. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, man, because it is definitely getting hot up in here with these five boys. And if y'all definitely go ahead and fill in the mixtape, y'all can go ahead and download the mixtape at indy.livemixtapes.com. And that's indy.livemixtapes.com. Come, all right?
Man, your boy DJ Rudy Boy Tank, Jit Lee, Yoshi. We the owners of our own team. Come down with the water, baby.
My face looks good, but that ass looking better. Gotta make my move. I'ma sweat her till I get her. I'm like, ain't that true? Even though I never met her. Let me pull my pen. I didn't treat your body like a letter. Take some sign your body while I arch. And you get a signing bonus if
taking up this offer. And she's such a team player, doesn't matter that I jog her. Her face looks good, but that ass looking better. Gotta make my move, I'ma sweat her till I get her. I'm like, ain't that true, even though I never met her. Let me pull my pen, I didn't treat your body like a letter.
That loser come and join a winning team.
With him you never seen a thing, and over here we win the rings. I'll let you give the tryouts and practice. Matter of factness, you can be the captain. What's happening? Know it's on the team, but you're a starter. Juicy Couture, gym bag, team shoe, Prada. I let you ride me cause you too good for the benches. I put the D on you like it's 4th down the inches. Now my only intention is all that I should mention. Come and play for me, be my MVP so you can start winning.
Her face looks good, but that ass looking better. Gotta make my move, I'ma sweat her till I get her. I'm like, ain't that true, even though I never met her. Let me pour my pen, I didn't treat your body like a letter.
I want to say, man, no offense to anybody beat that we jacking. It's just a critique, my nigga.
Shout out to the sexy lady.
Oh, yeah.
What's up with that baby? I don't fuck with no jumps. I leave y'all to Donald and Daffy.
Okay.
Y'all can suck D.
Suck.
Don't hold calling me captain.
Yeah.
They tell me that's ignorant and I rip out by laughing. Yeah, I'm been geeking.
Yeah.
Higher than a gummy. These y'all can keep it. Made me sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
They ask about y'all lame.
Time is of the
calling me the referee blowing the whistle. Your body calling me to bust you like a loaded pistol. And you're the only one I want, so let's make this official.
Tell me what it takes.
We kiss, I started to get attacked. You got a smile so bright and it feels so right. Everything in sight turns to black. I ain't want no girl, just say the word and we can change all that. Right, let's make it official. And when I'm inside, I go deep, I shoot a triple. I think I'm in love, well maybe just a little. But even if I'm not, you can help me solve this riddle.
Tell me what it takes.
Goody y'all, welcome back to the Mixture Music of Arts with your girl Say Two Say What, honing it down tonight with Ben Geeks.
Well, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all so crazy, I swear. Oh man, it's been great honing it down with you guys, man. That is definitely what is popping. Now Ben Geeks, y'all said that you guys have been rapping for a year now, right?
Yeah.
Well, we've been a group for a year now. We've been rapping since high school, though.
Okay. So since y'all been a group and you guys have done about two different mixtapes, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Two different mixtapes and we featured on the album twice.
Oh, okay. So y'all DJ too? Is that what you're telling me?
No, we featured on FLY.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good. Okay, so what makes your first mixtape, Bandcamp Music, different from the new mixtape, Revenge of the Geeks?
Well, really, what makes it different is, I think, like, some of the material from the first one was a little bit older. Like we recorded half of it at first, and then a little while had went past, and then we recorded the rest of it. So I personally think, like, you can kind of hear the difference in the songs, like the songs that was older versus the newer songs. And on the new mixtape, it's all new material.
So would you agree that you guys went harder on the new mixtape?
Yeah, definitely. I think we stepped it up a notch. Like, we took it serious, like more original songs. You know what I'm saying? That was more fresh. Like, we had, for this mixtape, we actually already had the mixtape done about 2 months ago, but we went back and recorded like 30 more songs, and then we just like picked, you know what I'm saying, what song that we was going to put on the mixtape.
30 more songs in 2 months? Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's deep. So y'all was working hard, huh?
Yeah.
We was grinding.
We was grinding, man. We was writing all the time. Writing crazy.
That is definitely
working on the next
mixtape right now.
Oh, really? Oh, you guys. So you guys are looking for some fresh new beats, correct?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Okay, so how can these producers contact you guys if they wanted to send you guys some beats?
They can send it to MP3 BandGeeks@gmail.com.
It's spelled MP3, you know, like regular MP3, and BandGeeks@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what's goody. So all your producers out there that is looking for some hot-ass rappers to definitely get on your track, go ahead and send Ben Geeks your tracks, all right? Okay, so as far as like the future, how do you guys see Band Geeks, like maybe 5 or 6 years from now, or maybe I'll say probably about 2 more years from now?
Band Geeks are probably 2 years from now, man. We're looking to be way better than we are here, you know what I mean, at this point in our career. So we really want to be like we real versatile with the music. So like we probably done went left a little bit, like probably got into like some pop type music, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we probably broaden our horizon. Like, we just get out there more and just, you know what I'm saying? You'll see a more developed Band Geek in 2 years.
Okay, so you guys are, would you be guys, this is a crazy question. Well, Yoshi, now you know I do poetry, right?
Okay.
Okay. Would you guys consider working with a spoken word artist as far as, like, doing, like, a little song, like a little track? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, like a, like, I don't know, I never experienced doing a song like that, so I wouldn't really. I'm open to anything.
Yeah, we open to try anything. Like that might be something new that we could possibly work on doing like ourselves.
But we ain't never heard. Like, I mean, I just gotta hear what it's like. You know what I'm saying? Just see.
So y'all wanna go ahead and hear a little spoken word? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
So if I was to play a spoken word song right now, you know what I'm saying, and you guys like it, then you guys would definitely consider working with a spoken word artist. Because, you know, spoken word is like the new thing now, right?
I mean, I ain't heard yet.
But you know what? I'm going to definitely go ahead and play one spoken word for you guys, but not right now. I just want to go ahead and ask. I would definitely go ahead and keep it going. Now, as far as, like, the future, who you guys would love to work with and why?
I mean, we pretty much want to work with anybody who's relevant and what's going on right now, but I want to work with, like, T.I. I want to do a song with Will.i.am and Fergie, too.
Okay.
Who else?
I want to do a song with All America Rejects.
Yeah.
Why is that? I wonder.
Because I like the music. I like the way the lead singer sing, and I like the way the band play. And we the Band Geeks. So it's only right that we do a song with a real band. So
okay.
I'm a fan of that music, man. Oh, yeah, and Gym Class Heroes, too.
Okay, now, I know you guys have a manager, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Since he's not able to be here, I want to ask you this question. What is it about Band Geeks that you think attracted him to you guys?
Well, actually, Dez, like, we all went Stone Mountain High School, but Dez a little older than us. I done known Dez personally since I was about 9.
Really?
8, 9 years old, yeah. So, like, he's a childhood friend, but, I mean, he real business-minded, man. He just seen that we had great ambition to do it. And, you know what I mean, he's a best friend, like, you know what I'm saying, he managed FLY. So he started getting into management. I came to him like, man, I got this stuff we're trying to do. This was before we was even the Band Geek. And then Jit was doing this thing, so he was managing both of us, and then we just combined. But he just seen that he was managing other artists, but he just seen we was real hungry for what we was doing, man. We had strategic plans to this, like what we're doing now. So that's how, you know what I mean, a year later, he's still our manager.
Okay, that's what's good.
Clicked real well.
That's what's up. Okay, Jit Lee, this is a crazy question as well. But for all you listeners out there, I'm pretty sure you guys are pretty actually wondering the same thing. But what does the term Jit mean?
I mean, all right, like the term Jit is like a word, and it's like a word in Florida for like somebody who's young, basically. And I'm not actually from Florida, but I know a lot of people from Florida, and I always hung out with people older than me. Like I never hung out with people my age. Like I'm number 20. You know, everybody else.
Really?
20, yeah. Everybody else like 20, like 22. somewhere around in there. So I just ran the name G. I was the youngest at the time before Jukebox was in Fly Style Music Group. But other than that, I mean, that's pretty much what's behind the name.
Okay. So in both of you eyes now, what makes a great team?
What makes a great team? I mean, both of us just being open to new ideas. Like, I mean, we're not closed-minded at all. Like, I bring something to the table, he willing to work with it. And if he brings something to the table, I'm willing to work with it. But
I think if we both know good music, man, I trust his judgment, man, you know what I mean? So I know he ain't going to bring nothing to the table that ain't worth, you know what I'm saying, going in on. So likewise, vice versa. I mean, you know, I ain't going to bring nothing that's crazy, like, you know what I'm saying, unless it's just time to go in, like, he ready. Regardless if you heard it or not before, like, ready to do it. So, like you said, man, we both just really open to new ideas, man.
Okay, that's what's goody. For some strange reasons, I keep seeing callers calling in and hanging up. For you guys that are calling in, can you not keep hanging up the phones lines? Because for some strange reason, is kind of messing up the switchboards. So please, y'all, for those who are calling in, stay on the lines, because you keep hanging up and calling back in is kind of messing up the switchboards, all right? Now, Band Geeks, for those who are wanting to be in your shoes as far as now, like, what kind of advice can you say to those folks right now?
And just keep grinding. Like, don't let nobody stop you from doing what you want to do. Stay on it. Like, there's a lot of stuff that's going to come, like, in your path that'll try to stop you, but you just got to stay down. Keep doing it.
Okay, that's what's up. And where can y'all fans go ahead and find Band Geeks at?
Y'all can follow us on Twitter at Band Geeks. That's BANDGEAKZ.
All right, y'all. That's what's popping. That's what's popping. We have a couple of more minutes left on Mixture Music of Us with your girl Say To Say What. I really do appreciate everybody who had called in and tuned in live. Now, just a second ago, I was just telling you guys about the whole spoken word thing, right?
Excuse me, what'd you say? My phone was breaking up a little bit.
No, I was saying, like, a couple of seconds ago, I was just telling you guys about the whole spoken word thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and play a little track by me, actually. And this spoken word track right here is called Lanafu. And for you guys that don't know what Nefu is a Liberian term for that girl. So okay. this is my track, Lanafu. All right?
Like. most of all, pride. Sign is for queen, of course. Now say it out loud. You'll find that splendor and see.
I am plastic and recoil. My soul is deep and cold.
Goody, y'all. Was popping. Was popping. Bang Geeks. What did y'all think about that?
Real cool. You know, it's a new sound. I just might haven't heard of before, so I'd definitely be open to try something new.
That's what's popping. Now, my main reason for me playing that song, Ashley, was to, because I actually was speaking to your manager. And I was selling him up a great, some producers that I know of. And I was telling him about this guy named Chef and another guy named Thonio. I'm not too sure if you guys are friends with Thonio, but Thonio is on Facebook. And I was telling him that they are very good and they are extremely talented in this producing stuff. And they are the ones who... recorded me, and actually Chef is the one who created that beat as well.
Okay.
So if you guys are still looking for some beats, y'all should definitely go ahead and hit up Thonio and Chef. All right? Okay, now, y'all, my time is up, and I really do appreciate you guys tuning in with your girl Say To Say What. Make sure y'all stay tuned next week, Thursday at 2 in the morning with your girl. So you guys can definitely go ahead and continue learning how to make money online the same way that I do using affiliate programs. So with that said, I will holler at y'all later. All right. Peace.
Well, all right. Hey, on Twitter, I'm finna go watch this shit in here, man. One thing on Twitter.